Oh my gosh, it's friendly.
Hold on, let's see if I can get this on the
speakerphone, baby.
UNC Radio. I'm not sure how well this is going to come out on the air, but hi, friendly, how you doing?
I'll help you.
Good morning.
Oh, hey, how are you doing? This is our friend Wendy. They've been on a couple of our New Year's shows. Actually, if you're coming here, hon, just put the mic towards the...
I'm trying to make it louder so we can hear Wendy. Hey, yeah. Wendy.
Hi.
Yeah, well, how you guys doing? It's good to hear from you.
Good morning, yeah. Well, I want to congratulate you on your 601st song.
Oh, our show. Yes, thank you.
Oh, yeah. I haven't had my... caffeine yet, sorry.
Yeah, I haven't had my morning enema yet either, so
Wendy,
I'm really... Yeah.
Wendy, what you can see is David is wearing a chicken suit that we bought at Walmart.
I know, you guys...
It's like chicken pajamas. We'll post it on Facebook.
I'll
show you on our phone tomorrow. I'll show you on the phone. It's a sight to behold, Wendy.
Yeah, or we're all going to breakfast tomorrow, so I may wear it.
You can't wear it if we go to Yolk. That's just mean.
Yeah, that would be... So how are you guys doing?
Computer finishing our breakfast. Fred made spinach omelets.
Ooh.
And I was just, thinking about it being your 601st show, and I just couldn't imagine. I just can't imagine how I got by with the years I didn't know you. I mean, I missed the first several hundred shows.
You can always go back and listen to them, Wendy, by going to davesgoneby.com.
Fred knows.
Yeah, well, yeah. They know. They know.
You should see the look Fred gave me.
Yeah.
They're archived. There's a reason to live. So that and the fact that we made the next, we got through the new next hoop for the Hyperloop. Do you know about that?
Oh! Because we don't have a super shuttle anymore. Uh-huh. We don't have any decent transportation to Denver, but we may have...
We have a donkey.
We may get a Hyperloop that brings us to Denver in 700 miles an hour. Is that true?
Yes, it is. We're really in the next stage of, the next, I don't know if they call it semifinals or what, but we're among fewer, we have fewer competitors. How many competitors, Fred?
11.
Fred's among 11 now.
Whoa. Is this an Elon Musk project or just like him?
No, it is. It is related. He is it is related to Elon Musk.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
Cool. Joyce is moving the other microphone so that maybe we can get you on. Because if I put you on telephone through our board, it becomes very feedbacky.
Okay.
So we're just trying to get this. Thank you, hon. Let's see.
I could also just rant for an hour about the shuttle problem if you want me to talk about that.
Well, no, it's horrible. I'm going to New York in 2 weeks, and I'm hoping and praying that the Greeley shuttle, which is taking sort of... First, they were a rival for Super Shuttle. Now they're a monopoly. And I'm praying when I come back at 11 o'clock on Sunday night that they promise that they'll hold the shuttle and get me. But if the plane is 20 minutes late,
Dave, the site, when I went to their site, the posted hours are 6 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe they're making a special, exception for you, which they ought to.
Which they absolutely are. Or maybe they also make a difference for, people coming back from the airport as opposed to people who are going to physically go to the airport. Maybe 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That I don't know. Yeah. I took it at face value, and so I drove myself. And it, let me tell you, it's not fun when you're the latch of the back hatch of your Subaru will not open.
What?
And you put your suitcase in the back seat, and then as you drive home, the dummy light comes on.
Oh my God!
And so you have to pull over in the dark somewhere between Fort Lupton and Greeley and try to figure out what's wrong with the latch.
Oh, for God's sake.
The hack.
Didn't we talk about this week, or is this this week?
Your Subaru was affected.
Yeah. What, you guys have a Subaru. How old is your Subaru?
It's a 2008.
Oh, tell me.
What kind?
It's a Forester.
Did you get a letter from Subaru Corporate?
No. About what?
Oh, my God. I don't remember if we talked about this last week, because we did it this week. Two or 3 weeks ago. Got a letter from Subaru Corporate saying that if you own a Subaru vehicle from these particular dates, and this guy, Impreza, Forester, etc., I think I probably still have the sheet I can show you,
mm-hmm.
then your airbag.
No, passenger.
A passenger side airbag is...
No, I have not received that. What?
Well, yeah, that it is possibly, potentially dangerous, shards of metal. So if you're in an accident and you're okay, and the airbag inflates, shards of metal could go through you and kill you.
But that you should sit in the back seat, in the passenger seat.
And they say that until this problem is resolved, you should not have anybody sitting in the passenger seat of your vehicle. People should sit in the back seat away from where the airbag could pop and hit you.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and the beautiful part, the hysterical part, is that in this letter, they say, at the moment, we don't have airbags to replace your defective airbag.
So many thousands, maybe, you know, yes.
Yeah.
Not,
yeah.
Yes,
and they say, we will have airbags to replace them in March 2018. So you're supposed to go a year without having anybody in the passenger seat. You know, because of this dangerous thing. Anyway, I ended up calling our local Greeley Subaru, who were terrific, actually. And they said, oh, no, we got them. Just bring it in. We'll replace
good.
It. No problemo. And they did.
Tell them we'll bring the letter tomorrow. Show them.
Yeah, we're going to bring... We'll show you tomorrow. I think I still have
thank
the letter.
You.
Yeah. Because I want to see if your vehicle is on there. And if it is, you bring that thing to... Greeley, they'll fix it for free. You know, it's
okay.
A recall. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they still have our address, though, so maybe it doesn't affect our model for some reason, but thank you.
Well, no, you're welcome. I'm glad you told us the story, and remember that you guys had a Subaru. And I'm sorry, did you fix the latch? Was everything okay?
Well, as far as I know, we're going to get groceries today, so that'll be a good test. Because I've been sort of afraid to even open it because it was just acting so oddly. But anyway, I got home safely, but yeah, it's really, what would you call it, a transportation desert.
Yeah. So, tell us about, that's right, the Hyperloop. We made a hurdle?
Yes. Well, I've got the newspaper story over here. Let me grab it.
Oh, please, yes.
So,
is it the Greeley Tribune from whence we take Greeley crimes in old times?
Yes, I'm reading to you from the Friday, April 7th Greeley Tribune.
Uh-huh.
Colorado expands Hyperloop projects.
Wow.
Greeley still among finalist destinations.
Yes!
Greeley is still among the finalists for the 700 miles per hour Hyperloop project. But the Colorado-based proposals presented this week in Washington, D.C. have grown considerably from the 40-mile Greeley to DIA round trip initially submitted. So there's three Colorado-based Hyperloop projects among 11 U.S. finalists.
That'd be so. They're thinking of also expanding the. So it won't just be Greeley to DIA. What else would it be?
That's what I'm looking here. Okay. There's also DIA to Pueblo, Vail, Cheyenne. Oh, okay. So
if only.
Ooh, we'd love it.
I mean, I would just zip on that loop, you know.
Right. Then Cheyenne to Pueblo.
Road trip.
Yeah.
And Cheyenne to Houston, but yeah.
Well, Cheyenne to Houston? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, if you figure you can go 700 miles an hour, you could go from Cheyenne, Wyoming to Houston, Texas, probably in about 2 hours.
Awesome.
Faster than a plane, or...
It says 1 hour, 48 minutes. You're close.
Wow, thank you. We should do a road trip. We should... I'm still going to feel like Woody Allen as a sperm and everything you always wanted to know about sex, you know, being shot out of the cannon thing.
You don't feel
Joy says you don't feel who knows what you feel? It's experimental.
We have trains like this other places.
My luck, I'll be Sally Ride. I'll be the one who explodes in the tube.
No, the women feel like Diane Keaton, right? Yeah.
Well, yeah. So how else are you guys doing? Where were you that you were coming back on a airplane, anyway?
I was sort of at... Well, you mentioned you were sort of at that workshop... where you were dancing.
Oh, years ago.
Forth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was at a workshop in wine country in Northern California, and it was very experiential as well. I did not dance, but I'll tell you more about it tomorrow. But it was lovely up there, and I wasn't on the ocean, but it was near enough the ocean that the air was healing to the sinuses.
Oh, good.
My sinuses are very irritated in this dry, Greeley air, yeah.
She blinded me with sinus!
Wait.
You what you should do is get yourself to Walmart and get yourself the large chicken costume. You will feel so much better.
You think they have one that would fit me? Your listeners, can they? I don't know if they can tell from my voice. I've been told that I don't sound as tall as I am. I don't know if I should have an echo. But I'm almost 6'3". I'm quite.
Okay, no, but they have I'm wearing the small for obvious reasons, and my tummy's bulging out of it. But it doesn't have footies, so you can wear it at any size. The large one will fit you. It just may come up your leg a little bit.
But footies are half the fun. That's why I don't want a capri onesie. Yeah, I'm no Mary Tyler Moore, shall we say. So if she could dance, by the way. But no, the footies are like half the fun. You guys were talking about, the non-slip footies.
Yes.
So you know what? It makes me think of my little brother had a onesie like that. And we called it the yellow bunny.
Oh. Mine, and I think, was powder blue.
It's a yellow bunny.
Yeah. Actually, I had one that started white, and then it was yellow after a week, but that was just me.
Oh, man.
Because he can't get out of it quick enough. You know, it's. So how's Fred doing, by the way? How's our friend Fred, your husband?
Fred, would you like to come say hi? No, he says no. He's washing dishes right now.
Oh. Oh, sure. Oh, sure. He doesn't have to listen to my show. Oh, no. It's so much more important to get gunk off dishes.
No, he is such a loyal listener. He's you don't know. He is such a loyal listener.
I know. I'm very appreciative. Yeah, Joyce says that we want to also give a shout-out to Aquafunk. He'll know what that means.
Oh, they say shout-out to Aquafunk. That made him smile.
That's good.
Well,
that's
he's
good.
Drinking his coffee.
And I have a special gift that I will give you guys tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
It's a very, I think you will enjoy it, or maybe not.
What is it?
I'm not telling you, hon, because then you'll just give it away.
It's a surprise, huh?
It's a special surprise gift that they will enjoy over and over and over again.
I can hardly wait.
Well, Joyce is going to say something. She has to come around to be in the mic. Hold on.
I'm just hoping you didn't capture a marmot for you. That's all. That's my hope. If there's any scratching, maybe that's why your Subaru won't lock, because he's put a marmot in the trunk.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah,
that
I could think be. It might be marmot related.
Wow.
No, I promise you it is not marmot related, but it is something very, very special, I think.
I can hardly wait. Well, I did encounter wildlife in California, but it was just a garter snake.
Oh, whoa. Well, those are harmless, right?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. And I finished my Blissful Baking Ocean Adventure cookies.
Blissful Baking? I bought them for you. Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed them. Yes. Did they have the octopus on the cover?
Yes,
I love that.
Yes.
Were they good at least?
Yeah, just delicious.
Oh, good. Okay, excellent.
Fred's doing, usual. How many cups of coffee have you had, Fred? He's had 3 cups of coffee.
Whoa.
Wow, it's 9:30 in the morning. He's had 3 cups of coffee already?
He's had 3, and he's still kind of not quite awake.
Wow.
He might need to hear the caffeine song.
Did we play
can
that?
Can I tell you something? That's like the stockbrokers used to do when they would go down to the stock market. Red Bull and 3 cups of coffee.
Wow.
Well, wait, do you want to sing? That's right. You did a parody song involving caffeine. If you want to sing it on the air with us, we can share it with the world. We can't give royalties to you. You'll have to do it gratis. You know.
Oh, okay. So that means I do that all the that's me.
Yeah. It's a parody. It's protected. Yeah.
And so you cut me off when you need to.
That's what my moil said. Okay.
So,
I don't even know what that means. So let me set this up then. If you're going to sing it, Wendy wrote a parody song for her husband Fred, who is kind of addicted to coffee in the morning. He cannot move a toe muscle without having at least 4 cups of coffee. This is kind of a coffee intervention. Do I need to do any more setup on this, Wendy?
Do I need to thank Dolly Parton, maybe?
Oh, of course.
Of course.
So we thank Dolly Parton for writing the music to this song parody by our friend Wendy, dedicated to her husband Fred.
Caffeine, 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 mean bean. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. I know you're just a breakfast drink, inanimate, can't breathe or think, but even so you captivate my man. He ground you hard the night before, prepared next morn first cup to pour, premeditating tryst with you caffeine. The water falls through filters pale, bump grind you drip through seven veils, your dance into the pot a sultry swirl. Your sweet perfume wafts up his nose, enlivens him, he dons his clothes, begins the day with you his coffee made. Your earthy froth seduces him, he fills his cup up to the brim, no mortal woman can defeat this drug. Caffeine, 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 mean bean, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. There are many more verses.
do one more verse, because it's really okay. Intricate, yeah. It's
yes, really I will do one that has...
mesmerizing.
Okay. Holds Tribune or the New York Times, he raises Radcliffe's beverage stein, he drinks you in, avoids my eyes, caffeine. Caffeine, 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 mean bean, I'm giving up caffeine, you have my man.
So such a sad ending to that, you know, that you let caffeine win the war. Is there anything like with us like that, hon? Is there anything that I need before I can deal with the world?
Chica potatoes.
I need to watch a Chica episode on Sprouts. Let's see.
Oh, the potato song.
I need to hear some kind of song about potatoes. I need, what else?
Chocolate milkshake.
No, I don't need a chocolate milkshake. I need one today. That'd be good.
A pastry.
Beverage. Usually a beverage pastry.
And then as we talk, I mean, is this just like a male thing? What about we women? What do we need before we can communicate?
Joyce said electric shock.
We're just ready. We wake up ready to be sociable. What's wrong with you guys?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When my mom, for years and years and years, when she would wake up, I'm just saying she would have her first cigarette in bed. I mean, she would be awake. She wouldn't.
And then she'd get up. Yeah.
And then once she got through that cigarette, she'd have her cup of coffee and her devil dog. Could not start the day without a cup of coffee and a devil dog. She still does the latter too, but she gave up cigarettes years ago, which is wonderful. But yeah.
What's a devil dog?
Oh, my God. Oh, the whole story behind this. Oh, my God. The folks, when Hostess was still around, you know, they make Hostess ring-dings and ding-dongs, Joyce is saying, and what's the other? No, no, except it's not Hostess. It's no.
It's
Bimbo.
Okay. The company that was doing it was Drake's. Because Hostess did its own kind of morning pastry things. But Drake's made Yodels. And they made Drake's cakes, you know, like cinnamon coffee cakes. And then they had these things called devil dogs. And what they were is they're just these longish, they almost look like Pepperidge Farm Milanos, but they're made out of cake with cream filling in the middle. And they're tasty, but they're kind of dry unless you have a coffee with them. And if you have a devil dog with coffee, it's perfect. It's absolutely the most perfect combination. And my mom lived, this is her breakfast. For 25, 30 years.
That's a lot of sugar. Wow.
Well, yeah. Well.
Nicotine.
Wow. That's a lot of stimulants, yeah. Wow.
And the horrible thing, the terrible, tragic thing, was that Drake went out of business. And there was a point when they were going to, you know, take all these things off the market. They did take all these things off the market. They weren't going to make them anymore. People were hoarding them. People were hoarding ring-dings and devil dogs because they weren't going to... You could buy a box of these for $100 on eBay for a while just because people needed their fix and it was going to be the last one. And then a company, I swear to God...
Didn't they say that Twinkies would outlast, like, nuclear war?
Well, but Twinkies is Hostess. Yeah. Which I guess is now owned by Bimbo, too. A company called Bimbo out of Mexico ended up buying...
That logo.
Yeah. And unfortunately, their logo is not like a hot young girl with big tits. It's just like this little, looks like a clown of some sort.
Very misleading. That's very bit misleading.
He looks like the...
Joyce is saying he looks like...
Pillsbury Doughboy.
Kind of like, he's sort of their version of the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Uh-huh.
Except imagine if the Pillsbury Doughboy had to climb over the wall and back from Mexico every week. That was what Bimbo looks like.
That is sad. Oh, my.
But they brought back... devil dogs. And then my mom still has them every morning with coffee. That's her thing.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's the big deal. How do we get on to that?
Fred's Vice.
Oh, morning rituals, yeah.
Yeah. Morning rituals and coffee. Well, this is a wonderful ritual to be able to get you guys on the air, to have you be listeners. Yeah, what time are we all doing our thing tomorrow? So that burglars know when to come to our house.
We'll have to take that under advisement.
Okay.
We'll set a time.
No problem. No problemo.
Yeah. Well, congrats, you guys. It's just lovely to hear you this morning. I wanted to get up and walk over there.
Oh, well, you're welcome to. I'll be here until about 1. Yeah, you know, I stay on here for a while. So,
okay.
But it's great to have you on the phone. Good to see you guys tomorrow morning, and so great to have you as friends, for reals.
You too. I don't know, like I said, I don't know how I lived before I knew you guys.
Aww.
Probably a much healthier and more sane life.
Yeah.
Well, and now I know about devil dogs? Wow.
Devil dogs.
Okay.
Look for them in a grocery near you.
Because
in an aisle, okay.
What other name would you give to market a bakery product than devil dogs?
Joyce says, what name would you give? Well, devil's food cake, hon.
Oh,
if you think about it, devil's food.
Is
like,
devil's food cake chocolate or vanilla?
What is devil's food cake?
I think it's chocolate, usually,
that's
I believe.
Why.
Yeah.
That's
why. So it's devil dog, and it's got the middle inner lining,
it's
the cream.
Like, toxic cream filling.
Yeah. So it's basically, it's like two strips of excrement with semen in the middle.
Cancer-causing middle part. Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
Anywho.
Okay, we'll see you all tomorrow.
You guys, too. Have a great one.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.